I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Is there anybody listening here in Maryland that went to a really obscure summer camp? And I know they're out there. And we've learned actually about another one this week. Who was it that called in for the $1,000 minute? We learned her daughter was going to something that was like so unique.
Her kids were going to invention camp.
Invention camp.
Where they would create different inventions.
Right.
And it sounded super, super cool.
And I was like, dang, that's just so different. Like, if you just went to like an overnight camp, like out in the woods, like that's like a Boy Scout camp, Girl Scout camp, mm-hmm. That's like one thing, right? But there's some really obscure summer camps out there that I feel like you might want to share with us that you went to, because like some of these really get niche. And our producer, Charlotte, I think might have the most obscure summer camp. This actually sounds like the most unfun summer camp that you could possibly ever send your kid to. I don't know, like, did your parents hate you at this point in your life or what?
Yeah, basically. I literally hope my mom's not listening because we still beef over this to this day.
No.
So I think I was like 11-ish at the time. Like, I want to say like middle school. And I was a very neurotypical child. So I feel like I was like sometimes like running late, or like I would like struggle to like remember where like things were sometimes and stuff, like, you know.
Okay, right,
organization.
Now right now you just sound like a normal 11-year-old.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, like it's
so
okay.
I would say so, but my parents were like, guess what? paid for. You're going to organization camp this summer.
It was literally called camp.
Yes, and it was through... It was at Howard County Community College. I remember that.
What are the activities? Because when you say that, I'm automatically thinking, like, are there binders? Are there Sharpies? Are there, like, you know, like, are they teaching you how to organize certain things in your room? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I've, like, wiped so much of this from my mind. And I also did fake sick over half the week that I was supposed to go because I said absolutely not. But I remember us, like, we would break, like, they would boring, like, whiteboard stuff, like, here's how to be organized, and then they'd be like, all right, we're gonna break out into little groups, and like, I don't even know.
You're 11?
It was horrible. I was 11. I was so angry. It was the worst week of my life.
Hang on, do you remember, were the other kids around your age, or was this like open to whatever?
That's a good question.
I think they were like mostly my age, maybe a little bit older.
Well, that's actually, there
but
could
like,
be.
But like, they all came with like friends.
So you were like solo dolo.
Yes, in friggin' organization camp.
Oh, that sounds even worse. There could actually, so if this was an HCC, there could be somebody else listening that also went to organization camp.
That's
God, you really, man, your parents really hate you.
I wonder if there's like any evidence of this having existed online.
My parents sent me, this is a true story. I loved it. They sent me to clown camp. I learned, and I was probably around Charlotte's age.
I was 10. I'm so mad.
I know.
That's incredibly niche as well.
It's so niche. I went to a clown camp. I don't remember where it was or why it was.
Okay, are you learning how to like paint your face?
Yes, and like how to slip on a banana
tricks.
Peel.
Okay.
How to like do all the things that like clowns do, like the makeup, like literally the costume. It was the most fun week of my life. At the very end of the week we put a show on.
Yeah.
And like, all the parents came, and I can't imagine how annoying that must be for the parents to come watch a clown show for like 30 minutes to an hour. But like,
oh no,
it was literally
not the end of the week recital.
So obscure, but like such a fun thing to go to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A text from the 410. I went to a camp for ventriloquism. Imagine 30 kids and their dummies all talking at once during meals. It's nightmarish. That sounds like a terrible summer camp idea. A ventriloquist summer camp?
It still sounds better than organization camp.
I mean, I feel like if you go to clown camp, I don't think you can talk trash on y'all probably had like a luncheon together, to
also,
be honest.
Like, throwing your voice and like not moving your lips is a crazy cool
skill.
It looks crazy.
True.
That's gotta be useful.
Hang on. Another text from the 443. I went to an etiquette camp in Virginia where they literally taught us how to curtsy, sip tea, and fold napkins into swans.
It's giving Princess Diaries.
I was 9. I'm traumatized from it. Yeah. Would we want to go to an etiquette camp when we were 9, though? Would that be like, that would definitely probably
That's
not be.
That's the same genre as organization camp.
Probably be away from that one, too. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think we actually found the worst summer camp of all time. Hey, Sophie and Hanover, good morning.
Hi.
You had an obscure summer camp. Where'd you go?
So it was very similar to Charlotte's organization camp.
Really?
It was like a textbook reading camp. Like,
you said textbook.
That just sounds like summer school. That just sounds like summer school, and your parents told you it was camp to make it sound like it was more fun.
Wait, textbook reading camp?
Yeah, so it was like, obviously they didn't teach us how to read because we were in middle school. We already knew how to read. But it was how to, like, retain the information from a textbook. So we had to, like,
The
headings, we had to read the subtitles, we had to skim it, we had to summarize it, and then we read the actual thing. It was so awful.
You know what? I never went to camp. I went to my Nana's house, so that's where I was at every summer.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
There's a lot of us that were never at camp.
You didn't really miss out on a lot, obviously.
But I did go. At one point during school, I needed help with tutoring, and I forget what it was called. I don't know if it was like Inspire or Aspire or whatever. But a part of the tutoring stuff was them teaching you like how to skim and retain that information.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a camp surrounding like those types of skills right after the school year. That's crazy, yeah, Sophie.
I did it for 2 weeks and it was miserable. I think I cried every day.
No. I mean, do you at least feel better at like reading stuff or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's really terrible.
Sorry.
Yours might be worse than Charlotte's, to be honest with you. Because, like, the text, like, yeah, you got scammed, bro. You deserve that time back.
Yeah.
You deserve that time back for sure.
I agree.
Thank you for calling us. That one's really bad.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.